The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And welcome once again, everybody, to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you, and this is, of course, a very, very special week, not only for Golf Talk America, golf in general. The whole world over, all eyes are on little sleepy Augusta, Georgia. It is Masters Week, which, of course, makes it a very, very special week in the world of golf. And our Frank Bassett has traveled from Nashville to the beautiful confines of Northwood Club, just outside the gates there at Augusta National. And Prime Sport is our host, along with Tour Edge. So thank you very much to Prime Sport for providing Northwood Club. And Frank will inform you a little bit more about what that's like and what Prime Sport can do for you, and also Tour Edge. And we have some special guests joining us. Diane Knox and Ross Holden will both be joining us here shortly. But let's most welcome Frank to the show from Augusta. How are you doing today, Frank?
I'm doing great. We're having a little bit of internet issue, but that's to be expected since we're here with about a million other people in Augusta. It's great to be here, Tim. I got to tell you, got in Saturday. All our friends down the road, Prime Sport, the team, they've been super. It's been a lot of fun, and it's gorgeous here. It's like 88 degrees today and sunny, and it's Augusta. What can I say? It's like, you know, it's when you die and you're a good person, you have a choice. You can either meet the Lord or come to Augusta. And I know a lot of guys would probably want to come to Augusta first. So, and if you're bad, you come to Augusta automatically, and you don't have golf balls. So there.
And you got there yesterday, right? You were Saturday. There pretty much all day yesterday?
No, Saturday. I came Saturday. Early. Yeah. I had to get warmed up.
Wow.
And it was funny because I was talking back and forth with a good friend of ours, Jordan Spieth's best friend, Blaine. And Blaine was there at the Houston Open following Bo, who, you know, Bo Hostler is a great friend of Jordan's. And we were texting back and forth. I sent him a picture of the adult beverage that was sitting on my table yesterday afternoon. And he said, "Oh, I see you're warming up Augusta for me. I'm on my way." He flew in with Jordan last night. So, so the whole crew's here. I mean, you remember the whole Jordan Spieth team and everybody else that we know. We've got a great event coming up tonight that we'll talk a little bit about called the Caddy Bash. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I can't say enough about this place and how great it is and how good it is to be back again this year.
Hey, Frank, you mentioned Bo Hostler, but what a great story for Ian Poulter yesterday.
Unbelievable.
And so we got to give props to what happened in Houston, because Ian Poulter, for the second year in a row, was shortchanged by the mathematicians that keep track of a lot of this stuff. First of all, telling him that he was going to lose his tour card, and then he had a chance to get it back again because of a player's wife that did the math and found out that what he was being told was wrong a couple of years ago. And then he was told at the Dell Technology Championships in Austin that he was in the Masters going into his quarterfinal match. And then they're like, "Oh, no, you have to win this match." And Kevin Kisner just killed him. So he had to win in Houston or do very well. And sure enough, if he doesn't go into extra holes with Bo Hostler, and I'm telling you, Ian Poulter, one of the great clutch golfers of our generation, and great for him. So Ian Poulter is back at Augusta. It'll be really a great story if he's in the chase Sunday. But great story down in Houston, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. It was. I wanted Bo. I have to tell you, I was pulling a little bit for Bo. I know we're not supposed to pull for people. But, you know, I know him. I've been around him. And you know him. You've been around him. He's just a great kid. And but, you know, I mean, you're going up against a buzzsaw when you go up against Ian Poulter. Ian Poulter thrives on somebody telling him, you're not going to do it or you can't do it. And he thrives on adversity. And he did it again. It was all like the Ryder Cup all over again. He just blistered him. I mean, it was brutal. But congratulations, brutal. Ian Poulter. I mean, congratulations. He's here now. So do you still have your Poulter visor with the Poulter hair sticking out the top of it? Tim?
Are you talking about me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Yeah. You just assume I had that one, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I thought you wore it last year.
Hair.
Jordan's deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Never went with it. But who you got there with you, Oops. Frank? I know you got a couple of guests, because anytime we go to Augusta, you're never alone. Jack Daniels is usually there with you.
No.
Jim Beam?
Mr. Glenn Levitt's my favorite friend.
Mr. Tito?
Mr. Tito, Mr. Glenn Levitt, Mr. Jim, everybody. I have, since you and I aren't together here this year, I had to import somebody that just, I'm sorry, Tim, but you just can't hold a candle to this person. Diane Knox, her nickname is Noxie. She's been on the show before. She's the producer and one of the hosts. Well, she's the host of Secrets and Lies.
Indeed.
Yes, you are.
Oh.
And she is the co-host with Elk and Noxie with Steve Elkington, and she's part of the SecretGolf.com team. And
wow.
If you haven't checked that out, you need to go to SecretGolf.com and check that thing out. But Diane Knox is co-hosting with me this week. Thank you.
Thank you. You just made me sound really impressive.
Well, you are.
I feel like I can only be a disappointment after that introduction. There was a lot going on. So thank you. I really do appreciate it.
Brent. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. No, really, I am honored to be part of the Golf Talk America team. I mean, we're live from the Masters. We're in Augusta, the best week of the year, the most prestigious sporting event ever, and we're here. So thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. And then a good friend of ours, a great guy. I mean, he founded something that does good for a lot. It's called Caddy for a Cure, and our good friend Russ Holden is here with us.
Great to be with you, as always. We were just last week, and
here we are now
in the famed Augusta National, just right across the street. What a great place to be with great people. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Now, tonight, Russ, we've got a big event coming up tonight.
Tell us about it. We do Caddy Bashes tonight. It's our second annual. Now, thanks to our friends over at Azalea Hospitality and Prime Sport, our good friends at Under Armour Eyewear, sponsor of the APATC, have come up strong, and we're going to have a wonderful evening over at the Executive Club. There's still some badges left, still some tickets left, but we're going to be joined by Sean Foley, along with Bubba Watson's caddy, Ted Scott. And there's not two better personalities, really, in the world of golf. And we're going to have a little question and answer with them and open up the floor to everyone that's there and be able to ask a few questions.
I got a question.
It's going to be great. We've got our good sponsors in from Emmerich Construction, Corey and Stacy Lohman. We're thrilled to have them in all the way from the West Coast in Portland, Oregon. They're going to be with us tonight. And a special guest is going to join us on stage tonight. He humbly puts it, the reason for the season of Caddy for a Cure. But we've got our national spokesperson in town with us in lieu of his caddy experience on Wednesday with Bubba. But Christian Collins is going to be with us, and he'll even answer a few questions that he doesn't even know about yet.
Uh-oh, we've got to put him on the spot. That's going to be a lot of fun. Tim, we wish you were here, but I really like having Diane here helping me with the show better. She's really hard to look at.
Oh,
okay.
I love how you said to me earlier, we're having we're going to the event tonight. Do you want to come? I'm like, yes, I'll never say no to a party. So
Sorry,
Tim.
I wouldn't have invited Tim.
I wouldn't cancel it, Frank, just because I'm not there. I know that's you're inclined to do that, but yeah. I would say go ahead and have the event tonight anyway.
Is it okay if I go to the Caddy Bash?
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you so much for that approval, Tim. That's most gracious of you.
That's our role, you know?
It's going to be fun, though. It's the Executive Club here in Augusta. And, again, as Russ said, there's some tickets available. You need to come. The Sean Foley, we know who Sean Foley is, one of the top teachers in the world. And Teddy Scott, who caddies for Bubba Watson, is a pretty cool dude. And he's fun to be around, too.
Yeah, we just ran into him outside the Ping trailer. They were having some work done over there, and Bubba just came out of media. And he's excited about Wednesday. You know, Kalen, Christian's brother, is in a tough time right now. He's experienced some oral cancer, and 6 weeks ago had major surgery. And this whole trip for us really came out of Bubba Watson's heart. And he heard about it, and he wanted to give Kalen a milestone for him to have something to look forward to. And, you know, with the major surgery they had, he had a 14-hour surgery, had his tongue removed, and had some real reconstruction of his lower jaw. But when Bubba Watson heard about that, he said, what can we do that would be really special to give him a milestone? And he said, I got an idea. How about Wednesday at Augusta? That was his idea. And his whole team have been 100% behind both the boys as they struggle through this experience. And Kalen's coming over tomorrow, and can't wait. To say the least. And
that's going to be cool.
We've got $50 fines getting ready to be assessed to Christian in case he drops any towels or clubs or anything like that. But We're what? Hoping.
Look at his eyes. He just went, what? What did you say?
He didn't know about the $50 fine, but he knows the three ups, and hopefully he'll be able to follow all three of them.
Now, the three ups are?
Show up, keep up, and shut up. But
that's three ups for caddies.
Be very little of shut up, but hopefully he'll be able to keep up. And I know that we know who their pairing is, and this is a great story. They're going to play with Bubba's going to play with Russell Henley and Wesley Bryan. And the funny thing is that Christian, the Collins boys, brothers all went to a place in Macon, Georgia called Stratford Academy, and that's where Russell Henley went. So there's a long history, ironically, with Russell Henley and the Collins family. So that's going to be really cool to watch that happen on Wednesday at 12:07, I think our time is, and we'll be over there in the par three contest.
I'll be there. It'll be fun. We'll be watching you guys. Yeah. So I'll be the guy in the crowd cheering. You the man! No, I don't. You remember we had that conversation, Diane and I did.
You can't cheer at Augusta National.
No.
I was there today and I noticed that it's so weird having quiet crowds, especially after the past couple of months.
Oh, Lord.
It just felt so nice and calm and no one on their cell phones.
No cell phones allowed in the gate, inside.
I loved it.
On the grounds. So I liked that a lot. Yeah. I think you and I had that discussion, Diane, on the show. Mm-hmm. Last week about how rude people are becoming.
I know.
And we need to get back to a kinder, gentler, but it, you know, crowd. You know this, Russ. I mean, you caddied for one of the greatest golfers of forever. I mean, a Masters winner, Bernhard Langer. And how was it back? How is it today compared to when you were out there on the bag?
Oh, I think it's the same. I think the people here are so respectful. And, you know, when you walk through those gates, it's almost like you're walking into history. And everyone that's here is cognizant of it. And whether they're spoken or unspoken rules about not running and not yelling and just being respectful, it really is an amazing circumstance being inside the ropes, having so many people there that know so much about the game and are so respectful of it. You know, no autographs on the golf course, and everyone just abides by it. You know, I don't see anybody out there, you know, slapping anybody's wrists or doing anything like that. Although I'm sure it occurs, you just don't see it or notice it. It's just almost like, you know, you're going into this church, this steeple, and this is just how you act when you're in there.
Well, it's Tim. I think it's a good analogy would be, watch out, that's going to fall. Watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. There you go. Okay. Well, one of our banners just went down because that door's open.
And almost hit your daughter.
Almost hit your daughter in the head. Sorry, Tim. Where was I going with this?
Okay.
Oh, act like your mother's watching. If you always act like your mother's watching, you won't mess up. You'll do what's right.
Well, think about Augusta. It's self-policing. So if someone were to break a rule, you almost wouldn't need security because someone else, another patron, would come over and say, Don't be doing that.
Yeah,
put this away, right, or don't do that. Don't run. Don't, you know, in a good way, but it's very self-policing. Whereas other golf tournaments, you know, it's just not. It's as Russ was saying, it's a step back in time. My guess is, in a lot of ways, it's not a lot different than when Ben Hogan was playing there, or when Sam Snead was playing there. I mean, it's the way that it is, and that's what makes Augusta, the Masters, the very unique golf tournament that it is. While everybody else is trying to figure out how do they market. How do you get the millennials interested? How do you do this and that? And how do you get the TV? Everything that goes into a turn, and it's a lot of moving parts. Augusta kind of is literally its own world. And that's what makes it such a special place to be and brings a tear to my eye that I'm not there right now, Frank.
Is all I'm saying. Get out there. It's crying time again. Get your towel out, pal.
Hey, Diane, can I ask you something here? Golf related?
Of course you can, of course.
Can we let him ask her something, Russ?
Absolutely.
There's a guy.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a guy that's going to be playing this year for the first time in quite a while. And Tiger is acting like he's so giddy. It's almost like he's a rookie again to go there and play. How do you expect Tiger to play? What do you expect to see out of him this weekend?
Well, to be honest, I love the ridiculous amount of confidence that Tiger Woods has. And he always has had it. But this week he came out and he said that he's a walking miracle. And that he's there to win. And then today I read something where he said, you know, this one is going to be completely different. And I think it is. I think for him right now, you know, he does believe that he is going to come out here and post a really good score. And I think out of the gate, Tiger is going to just be out there, old Tiger. But when I say old Tiger, you kind of mean new Tiger in a way, because this is going to be a completely different Masters for him. He hasn't played here for a while. you know, obviously the everything he went through, the personal life, the professional life, it is a different Tiger that we're seeing. And I'm really excited. Do I think that he's going to win it? That is the big question that everyone seems to be asking right now. And I mean, I don't know. I think nobody's got as much confidence in Tiger as he does right now. And I really don't see why he will not be standing on the 18th on Sunday getting that green jacket.
It will be interesting to see if he can even get into the conversation on Sunday. And I think that's as far as I'm willing to go with a prediction, because it would be an all-time story. And believe me, I think the Tiger, like Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and other once-in-a-generation type of people, Jack Nicklaus, they do write scripts that you would never, ever think that could happen. You could never win at 46, mm-hmm. having been terrible and had the yips like Jack did back in the, and then suddenly, because he's Jack,
well,
he can do it. And Tiger can do that same thing.
And with a putter the size of a Prince tennis racket.
Sure.
Remember that McGregor
sure.
putter?
Why not?
That thing was huge response. Yes.
So Tiger has that. Tiger has that specialness about him that, you know what, if he's holding up a green jacket and putting it on this next Sunday, I don't think anybody's going to be shocked, but I wouldn't right now put money on it, but I'd love to have him in the conversation and be in the hunt on Sunday.
Trivia question. Who put the jacket on Jack Nicklaus in 1986?
Oh.
Russ knows. Who was it, Russ?
Ian Woosnam.
It was a German golfer that I happen to know a little bit. His name was Bernhard Langer. Yeah.
There you go.
Is that right? Is that right?
How cool is that? And you were you
cool.
on the bag then?
No, I had not met him. He had won in 1985, and then we opened our club, Woodfield Country Club, in Boca Raton, Florida, in 1986. So
okay.
Bernhard was a resident there, and he moved in right after he won his Masters. He was living up in Fort Pierce, and family down in Boca, so he moved down there, and it was pretty cool getting to play with him the first time. I'll never forget it, that I was there at the club, and I had one of the developers there that had spoken to him about building a house or whatever, long story short, and he said, I want you to play this afternoon. It was Saturday, and I was really kind of looking forward to going home. It had been a long weekend already, and I was up early, and he said, no, I need you to stick around and play nine holes, and here comes the Masters champion walking down my hallway with his bag on his shoulder and putting him on a golf cart, and we went and played nine holes, and we hit it off, and even at first nine holes we knew we were going to be friends for a long time. We shared a lot of the same values, shared a lot of the same family and everything, and it was just a great experience meeting him that first time, and many, many great experiences here at Augusta National as a result.
Well, you know the story I always tell about the first time I got to really talk to Bernhard. And it was at the Players' Championship. I was staying at the Marriott Sawgrass at the time. We always got a suite over there. I lived there, but I mean, across the street. But we always got a suite for our guests and entertained them kind of like they do here in Augusta. Mm-hmm. And there was a little boat. Remember the little boat behind the Marriott Sawgrass that would come around behind 13 tee box?
Yeah.
You'd come across the water hazard. And so I go out to get in the boat, and here's Bernhard and his wife and his kids and me. And that's how I got to talk to him, and we shared our mutual Christian values. And shared our faith in Jesus Christ, and it was a phenomenal experience. And I brought it up to him again, you know, last time I saw him at Tucson this few weeks ago. And he said, I'll never forget it. You won't let me, will you? But he was really a sweetheart of a man, and his family was great. And I just have all the respect in the world for that man.
Absolutely great guy. I wouldn't put him out of the mix. You know, somebody asked me the other day,
at
60 years old, you know, could you count on Bernhard Langer? And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't count that guy out, because this place, he's an incredibly creative guy, and this place requires creativity. You know, anytime you can work the ball one way or the other, if you look at Harbortown, look at Colonial, where he has great records, and this place here, you know, if he putts it well, which he is right now, it wouldn't surprise me at all if we saw that name Langer up on one of those boards at some time during the week.
Tim?
That's a bold prediction there, Russ.
I love it, though. I love a bold prediction.
But didn't Bernhard have a really good, at least Thursday, Friday, a couple years ago?
He did, yeah. He went all the way up to Saturday, as a matter of fact. And
he
had climbed into the top three or four, I think, on Sunday at one point in time, I think at 58 years old. So,
Wow.
Don't count him out. He loves this place, and it's not too long for him, but he's a real fighter, the same as you mentioned about Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't be here unless he actually believed that he could, in fact, win.
Oh, yeah. Having said that, Diane, Jordan Spieth had a great tournament at Houston, had a great Sunday, and even had a great putt on 18. He wasn't going to win the tournament, but
unbelievable putt on 18.
It was a great, to get him in a tie for third. It was about a $125,000 putt. Thank you very much. But it's a good memory, right, to come into Augusta with. But Justin Thomas has been playing great. Obviously, Bubba is back on pace. This could be, and I'm hoping it is, a Sunday, a weekend at Augusta, unlike we've seen in a long, long time, where the top golfers normally only a couple make it through, and then you have some other guys that you aren't expecting that are kind of there, Danny Willett, if you will.
Yeah.
This could be where you might have 6, 8, 10 of the top 20 guys and Bernhard Langer in the conversation on yeah. Sunday. That would be phenomenal, wouldn't
so true.
It?
And all along, I've been saying Phil Mickelson, too, because
okay, sure.
Look at the scores that Phil's been posting this year already. I was at Torrey Pines and watched Phil, and, you know, that's his home event, and he fell away a bit on the Sunday, but, you know, Phil was being Phil, and then since then, look what he's achieved. Mm-hmm. Well, some great results.
Here's something I'll throw out for everybody. We're joined by Russ Holden, caddy for a cure, Diane Knox from secretgolf.com and caddyforacure.com.
That's correctly.
Okay, caddyforacure, spell it for everybody.
CaddyForAcure, all spelled out, caddyforacure.com.
He's good. He's really good.
He's done this
I went to Ole Miss and I still can't spell. So, but it's...
That's why you went to Ole Miss.
Well, among other reasons, too. I liked Ole Miss. Come on. I've got my Ole Miss bag with me, by the way. Anyway, so I'm going to throw this out. Phil was Bubba before Bubba.
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all agree with that?
Yeah, I would.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, sure. The artistry that you see these guys do, that's rare and it's special. And the other thing about Augusta is, you know, these guys, they've been there, they've done it. They know what it feels like to play well here and to win here. And, you know, you mentioned Jordan at the beginning there. People, even last week, before the Houston Open, people were kind of writing off Jordan, saying, oh, you know, that's it. It's all going downhill for him now. Well, and then, of course, he played fantastically on Sunday.
Well, you know, your buddy subbed for Hank, Steve Johnson. Of course, Steve Johnson's Hank Haney's managing partner. Your buddy Tim Matthews and Steve are friends. Hank excoriated Jordan Spieth on the air the other day. He just said, he can't do anything. His putting's not there. What do you have to do at Augusta the best to win? You have to be able to putt those greens. And he just kind of wrote him off on the air, and I thought, I really wouldn't write Jordan Spieth off. No. He's going to get it back.
Especially here.
Him, Frank?
Do what?
He excoriated him?
Yeah, excoriate. Look it up.
Well, you went to Ole Miss and you got that word.
Yeah, but ask him to spell it. Like, can you ask him to spell it?
Excoriatepdr.
Mouse.
There you go, Mickey. Mickey's playing it too. Anyway, it's going to be exciting. It really is.
I think here's what I think is everybody that wants to win a major and is capable of winning. And that eliminates a lot of guys. Everybody wants to, but not everybody's certainly capable just because you're on the tour.
Wait a minute.
So we're down to...
Wait a minute. Stop.
Yes, go ahead.
Remember the guy named Zach Johnson? Mm-hmm. Will never win the Masters, not long enough, can't do it? I don't think I'd write it. Oh, go ahead. I'll let you go ahead and bury yourself. Go ahead.
Okay.
Here, boy. Do it.
as soon as you're done, I will. Yes. I think there are a lot of guys... But mentally as well as physically, it'll get to you. And it's gotten to guys who are phenomenally talented. But I think of the ones we're talking about that can get into the Sunday conversation, which is what it's all about. And we haven't even mentioned Rory, right? I mean, how good is Rory? How much does he want to win a green jacket? Those guys, I just want to see those guys all within. And, you know, Jim Nance will do this come Sunday. They'll show you the leaderboard at 9 in the morning, the leaderboard at noon, how it changes and how somebody was up by 3, now they're down by 2. This other person, I love seeing the drama of how the ebbs and flows when somebody thinks they're out of it and they pull it back in. But that's the intrigue. That's what makes the Masters, I think, so fascinating. And I think we are going to see, and Tiger certainly could be one of them, some of the best golf and some of the top golfers really battling it out on Sunday for this. Because at this stage, I think a lot of them are, you know what, go for broke. You got to do it. You want to win a green jacket, you get so many chances at this. Ian Poulter proved. You got to have that bold sense about you.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a phenomenal weekend. I really do.
I mean, they all want to win it, of course. Everyone does. But I think few would want it more than Justin Rose this year as well.
I don't disagree with that at all.
I think that Justin Rose is going to be...
What?
ready for this and going for it. And I can really see him being strongly in contention.
What about Paul Casey?
Yeah, he's another one.
He's my pick.
That was my pick. And everybody laughed at me yesterday.
No, he's my pick.
I think he's in a great place right now after his win at Valspar. And, you know, he's just gone through a lot with his injuries and just personal life and everything. And he's in a good place right now. Very, very good place. He's a great guy. We played with him in the final round in 2004. He was bombing it by us 40, 50 yards. And was just, even Bernhard commented, you know, this is just incredible, the power and the might that this guy has. And when he learns his way around here, he's going to do well. And he's been my pick every year. But this year especially, I just like the place where he's at, coming in just with everything firing. His equipment is sorted out. He's got new kids, new wife. Everything is just great in Paul Casey's life. It wouldn't surprise me at all if he's wearing a green jacket on Sunday.
So here's the scenario. Who needs to complete the Lifetime Grand Slam? McIlroy needs the Masters, right?
Right.
Then we got another tournament right after that called the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. Phil needs a U.S. Open. Okay. Then there's another tournament after that. We'll just give the British to Tiger, the Open Championship. We'll just let Tiger have it for gimmies.
It's in Scotland this year, too.
It is in Scotland.
We're going to give it to gimmies in Scotland.
Russell Knox wins
That's it.
The Open Championship.
Well, I'm calling it right now.
Russell Knox wins the Open Championship. You know him, don't you?
Kind of.
Okay. and then so Jordan wins the PGA. That 2018 at that point would be the biggest season in golf ever, just for that reason that everybody completes their world or lifetime Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about people that we aren't expecting necessarily. I don't know how many people outside of Russ predicted Sergio last year, right? And look what he did. So as much as I'm kind of touting the fact that it's going to be one of the top 10 or 15 golfers or a few of those guys are going to be in the race, somebody like Sergio, and maybe Paul Casey falls into that category, a guy that we know has the talent, has the ability, has certainly won, been in Ryder Cups and some other big matches, but maybe hasn't won the major. Another Sergio could be out there in the offing that might write his own script.
The Open Championship will be in Scotland. Do you think I can find a place to stay over there?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I think so. Although I don't have a place to stay.
You don't have a place to stay over there?
Well, no.
Thank you, Diane.
I keep saying to my friends, because Carnoustie is kind of like...
Carnoustie.
It's kind of out there. So I keep saying, where am I going to stay? Where's going to be a good place? So
do they rent Winnebagoes in Scotland?
Tents.
Tent's fine with me. I like to camp.
Yeah.
As long as we get room service from the Ritz-Carlton.
A tent near a Lynx golf course is...
it'll blow down.
Interesting.
Yeah, it would be. That's the voice of Diane Knox. SecretGolf.com is where you find her. And she works with Mr. Steve Elkington, 10-time tour winner, PGA Tour winner. He also won two Players' Championships within that and a PGA Championship at Riviera Country Club, as you well know, Tim. So, and Elk will be joining us, is it tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow and Wednesday.
And Wednesday.
He's going to be here. He's very excited about it.
That's going to be good. So, it's going to be fun. You don't want to get on the plane and come on?
I wish I could. Did you drive down, Frank, from Nashville, or did you fly?
No, I drove. I had to bring a whole, you know me when I travel.
Yeah,
it's like
you got a lot of
outfits a day.
It's a good thing too, because if I'm not mistaken, and I want to get a weather forecast if you have one for this week at Augusta, but you left Nashville, man. They're going through like a lot of the country, but some more cold weather. I think tomorrow it's supposed to be a high of or a low of like 25.
What?
In Nashville?
Nashville sucks. I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying that. No, I'm just saying.
It does. I mean, the weather in Nashville, Tennessee is awful. It's always awful.
What's the weather supposed to be like there this week?
This weekend? Wednesday, there's a chance of some showers on Wednesday, but the weather's going to cool off a little towards
after
the weekend.
Wednesday last year, we're just hoping that it's dry and that we actually get to have some fun with this par 3.
Yeah, really, especially for Caddy for a Cure.
Oh, massively.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we've got some special... Got some special mojo going on over here, so we're hoping that's going to work out.
Yeah, I think it will.
Good vibes, all right.
It was Bubba's idea to caddy for him.
100%. Yeah, he contacted us and wanted to know, what we thought about it, and it took, I think it was like 0.234 megaseconds to say, yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
A nanosecond.
There you go. But his idea, 100%. And Teddy's looking forward to having a day off. And he's going to be with us tonight and talk a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Teddy, by the way, Tim, you know Roger Sarche.
Sure.
A good friend from Los Angeles. Laura Bryan is manager. I think you met Roger.
Yeah.
Well, Roger and Lauren Gold. Lauren Gold plays keyboards and background vocals for The Who and is the musical director for Roger Daltrey.
Okay.
Used to be the musical director on American Idol for years with Simon Cowell. Well, so Roger and Lauren go to Riviera a few years ago together, and they're standing there, and Bubba's about to hit, and somebody's just talking right behind Roger, just ja ja rah rah rah, and Teddy turns around and just points and says, "Shut up." And so, and Roger just looked at him and shrugged his shoulders and said, "It wasn't me, it's the guy back here." So Roger was saying, "Teddy is such a mean guy."
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah. So I can't wait to tell Teddy this story tonight off channel, and I want him to record a little thing. Say, "Roger, if you talk again in my player's backswing, I'm going to punch you." I'm going to have to do a liner for that, Tim. But Roger said, "You're going to be with him tonight?" I went, "Yeah." He said, "Oh, tell him I said hi."
It was brutal. By the way, Russ, if it gets a little chilly on Wednesday or Thursday, or when the caddy for a cure, do you have any Under Armour winter gear that you could give to Frank? Because, you know, Frank's never really has enough gear. He always underdresses. I was just trying to help him out here a little bit so he can get through it with all your good friends at Under Armour.
We can already say check to that. He's already been delivered his swag, and he's ready to rock and roll and some
style and profiling.
Some Under Armour stuff. Perfect. There. You know, Teddy, I talk about Teddy, you know, one of the great guys in all of golf,
yeah.
Really one of my best friends, and just incredibly articulate, great guy. We got a call last week from Forest Hills, a public golf course right here nearby, and Teddy's going to do a clinic tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock, and the proceeds are going to benefit Caddy for a Cure.
Wow.
So we're going to go over there tomorrow afternoon, and, you know, that's just the kind of guy Teddy is. You know, you talk about Bubba doing the caddy stint for the guys on Wednesday and how great that was, and here's Teddy. Just he didn't even call me. He just goes, "We're going to put on a little clinic," and we have gotten such a response to that.
That's awesome.
And we're going to watch him hit some balls, and he's a pretty good player in his own right.
Well, you are too. I mean, you're a good player also. Most of the tour caddies are good players.
There's so many
days.
Good players. Paul Tesori played on tour. Damon Green, you know, senior, played in the Senior Open, and just so many guys that can really get their golf ball around out here that really kind of goes unnoticed how well so many caddies can play golf.
Do caddies get the chance to hit any shots or play anything at Augusta National?
You know, I'll tell you a funny story about that. That we had Bernhard and I were playing with Jeff Ogilvy several years ago, and Chris Tootin, who manages Titleist Tour worldwide out here, great guy. Jeff gave him the ultimate caddy gift one day and asked if he'd caddy on the back nine. And we were walking around, and, you know, to this day I still poke Chris with it, but we said it was going to be caddy hit day on 16, just like they do on 17. And he said, "Really? Really? Oh, yeah." And Bernhard got in on it, and Jeff got in on it, and we got up to 16, and you could really see his face was turning white and everything, all
so
those
nervous.
People, so nervous. And, you know, he pulled the club out, and he started walking over there, and we all went, "Nah, it's not caddy."
Oh, that's
so
mean.
That guy would have been thinking about it for such a long time.
Poor guy. It's been, I don't even know, 12, 13 years or whatever, and still to this day, we walk by, and the first time when we haven't seen each other, caddy hit day today. And,
oh, Lord, he's still on Xanax.
He's right? still see the look on his face, though, thinking he was going to have to hit a shot on 16.
Oh, that's like 17. Funny. That's at TPC Sawgrass.
I was going to say,
that's
yeah.
brutal. Yeah. That's a brutal place.
It is, yeah.
Well, Tim?
Hey, by the way, we're joined by Dan Knox and with Russ Holden. Diane, I was curious, if people want to go to Secret Golf, secretgolf.com, what will they find there?
So basically, we have over 25 tour players that are now signed with us, and we take them out, and basically we spend a whole day filming them, and we film every single part of their game. So really, we have their intellectual property, as Elk likes to say. And then what we do is we break them up into videos, and it's all online at secretgolf.com. So, for example, if you wanted to improve your bunker play, you can go on and you can look at all of our tour players, girls and guys, and you can hear from them exactly how they do it. Or if you love Patton Kizzire, who is an amazing putter, and if you wanted to really kind of enhance your putting skills, and Patton was your guy, you can go on and you can look at all of his videos. So it's great. We have, you know, a few good guys playing this week. Brian Harman, Pat Perez, Patton Kazire, Mark Leishman just signed to us not long ago, Jason Duffner. So we're going to be here supporting them this week. And yeah, it's all on the website. The content is getting bigger and bigger. We just released Patton's full player channel last month, and we have Chris Stroud coming very soon as well.
Good.
So yeah, it's exciting.
You have Stacey Lewis also on there, don't
you?
Yeah,
and she's actually in Augusta this week to receive the Ben Hogan Award.
Yes.
So hoping to catch up with Stacey, but yeah, she's just unbelievable.
She's a sweetheart.
I watch Stacey and I'm like, how do you do that?
Well, tell her a fellow Arkansan says hello.
I will tell
because
her.
I'm from Arkansas originally. But I did go to college. Did I mention I went to Ole Miss?
Just a few times.
I feel like Shepard Smith, you know. Shepard Smith always says, well, it's 5 o'clock on the East Coast and 4 o'clock in Oxford. So everybody, it's 4:44 on the East Coast and 3:33. Is that how that works? 3:44?
No. Yeah, it's an hour and 10-minute difference.
Wow.
In Oxford. There you go. I haven't had a drip to drop. So there.
Yeah.
Okay. The Dean Martin of radio right here. Okay. Anyway, Russ Holden, it's always good to have you. What time does the event start tonight?
We're going to kick things off at 7:30, and Sean and Teddy are going to go on around 8. We've got dinner and drinks, and we're going to have, I think there's a basketball game tonight, too, or something.
Who's
like that.
Who's playing? Ole Miss?
Yeah, Ole Miss and Arkansas,
State.
I think.
Ole Miss and Arkansas,
there
yeah.
you go. We're going to have the game on. We've got Executive Club, the people over at Prime Sport, as you
Prime
well
Sport's
know.
The best.
They're the best. And Chris DeMaine and his team over at Azalea Hospitality have put this all together for us again. Second annual Caddy Bash. And I can't, again, thank our people at Under Armour Eyewear enough, Tom Cox, Craig Fells,
yeah.
their whole team, and supporting the APTC, all the caddies that are out there, Michael Greller wearing some really awesome Under Armour eyewear. But we're going to kick things off tonight, going to have lots of great fun, lots of stuff to talk about, and you never know who may stop by there tonight.
You never know. We're not going to say anything, but I can tell you that if you don't have a ticket, get a ticket, because there are going to be some special surprise guests there tonight. It's going to be kind of cool. Tell our listeners, please, what the APTC is.
It's the it's actually the Professional Tour Caddy Association, and they just do a great job. They've picked things up here the last couple of years, and they've got a really good organization that keeps everybody unified and together, and they're doing a bunch of great things in the charitable world as well as just representing caddies overall. And it's a very honorable profession, and a lot of these guys work very, very hard and are very articulate, very well-educated, great guys. And finally, the old stigma of way back when of the old-time view of the caddy is long gone. I mean, these are professionals and at the highest order, and it's a tough job out there, and it's great to see them represented by the APTC.
And this event tonight benefits Caddy for a Cure, caddyforacure.com. There's still tickets, a few available, not many. It's at the Executive Club here in Augusta. So if you don't have them, get them and come.
We've got a special raffle going on there tonight. It's going to be on all week. As a matter of fact, David Ledbetter gave us a two-hour lesson with him. Sean Foley's given us a lesson. We've got our good friend Brendan Sweeney up at French Lick.
Yeah.
Has given us a three-day, two-night excursion up to French Lick with four rounds of golf on the Ross and the Dye and two-night stay there at their exquisite resort. And I got stuff from Bernhard Langer, Jimmy Walker, Jim Furyk, Justin Thomas. We've got a ton of stuff in that at raffle. So if you're over there or want to come on by, you can go to our website and also get in on that raffle. But if you're coming anywhere here nearby Augusta tonight, Caddy Bash is the place to be.
There it is. Are you going to go, Diane?
Now that I've been invited, I'll definitely be there.
You're invited? Of course. Tim?
Excited.
You don't get to go.
She's a Scot. She's a Scot. She's not going to miss a party.
That was the worst attempt
Thank
at a
you
Scottish
for saying
accent.
That. I'm so sick of having to say to people, you can't do a Scottish accent. To be fair.
I think we just threw Tim under the bus.
It's a very difficult accent to do,
really?
Though. It's hard.
We love you, Tim. You know that. You know that.
Hey, Frank, tell people about where you're at, too, so people know if, Prime Sport, what they can provide for people if they're looking to go to Augusta or some other big event and stay at some place as nice as Northwood Club.
Our now new executive producer, Bucky Buchanan, is out here in the audience. He's trying to tell me
he's
something.
He's heckling you.
He's heckling. Buchanan Wealth Management is the name of his company. I can't say that. Okay. Bucky's here. We can't say that. So.
Compliance will call.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's right. Compliance will call. You're right. Anyway, I'm at the Executive Club. I'm not. I'm at the Northwood Club.
The Northwood Club. Yes.
We'll be at the Executive Club tonight for Caddy Bash. The Executive Club's on Azalea Drive. I'm getting help from the audience. Okay, questions, anyone? I'm at the Northwood Club, and Prime Sport is our host this week. for Golf Talk America. We'll be live here doing live shows and then live to tape for posting on pgatour.com/podcast. So catch the shows there. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Love Prime Sport. Also, I must say that our one of our favorite people, John Claffey, who's the Vice President of Marketing for Tour Edge, just happened to ship in a brand new tour bag and gorgeous set of their new exotics that are sitting right here on the stage. So thank you, Tour Edge. Tour Edge is our equipment sponsor for the week. So there you go.
Wow, there you go. That's right. That's really nice. You got it all set up.
Yeah.
Are we going to be coming from the same location, Northwood Club, every day this week?
Every day.
Is that the plan?
Day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the plan, okay. Unless they throw us out after this show.
No, it's possible too.
You never know, you know. So yeah, it's got, and some of the SiriusXM guys are over at the Executive Club. They're doing their shows from there, but we're at the nicer one. No, all of them.
Is Executive Club like a driver away, or is it a couple miles away?
No,
or?
It's not a driver away. Maybe a three wood.
Bubba Watson driver, maybe.
Bubba Watson driver, yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Okay. Yeah,
it's a Bubba hit, but it's just a couple of streets over. But we're at 1018 Northwood Drive. In Augusta, Georgia, spelled A-U-G.
Yeah, don't even get
not
into
A-G-U-S-T-A.
That one.
A-G-U-S-T-A. Remember that one? Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Somebody misspelled it.
You know what just dawned on me, Frank, is we've had all this talk about all the golfers and everyone's been throwing names around. No one's even mentioned a number one golfer in the world.
Oh, is he here?
Yeah.
Is he staying in a house with carpeted steps this year?
Or just a bungalow. Steps? No steps.
No steps. He's staying in a flat. He's staying in a flat this year. Dustin Johnson is playing. And nobody's really given him a shot at
Isn't
this.
Isn't that amazing?
The number one golfer in the world, and nobody's picking him for this tournament.
I watched him today, actually.
How does he hit?
I watched him play the ninth. Yeah, I mean, perfect. Typical Dustin. He looked great.
Hey, here's a question. Not a Dustin Johnson question, but back to a Phil Mickelson question. And I know our listeners can't see what I'm doing, but have you noticed in Phil's his takeaway now? And Russ, you'll catch this. Watch him, because instead of just coming back as one piece, he kind of picks up the driver a little bit. It comes up and then back. But it's very quick, so you have to really watch it in slow-mo to see him come up and back. And is that to get the wrist cupped? Is that what he's trying to do for more power?
I have absolutely no idea. You're asking the wrong person.
Well, there you
entirely
go.
Here.
There you go. We are not the Hank Haney Golf Show. This is not an instructional show.
Let
okay?
me phone Steve Elkington and let me ask him.
Diane, just make something up. Make something up, Diane.
Yes, I think it is to generate power.
Well, Nicholas did that.
There you go.
Nicholas picked the club up off the ground, you know, just to maintain constant grip pressure. You know, where there was, I don't know how high he's coming up. I haven't noticed it myself, Frank, but I know that it is a great thing to be able to keep grip pressure constant and consistent so there's no snatch or grab away from the ball where it gets tighter instinctively. So, you know, with Phil and some of his errant shots that he's hit, maybe that's something that's worked real well with him and just being able to keep his grip pressure constant throughout his golf swing.
Well, that's been his issue. He's an equal opportunity, you know, misser with the driver. I mean, left or right. He's had that problem for years, but he certainly makes up with it with every other part of his game.
And one putter, one short club in particular, he seems to do rather well with.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, he's pretty phenomenal.
The great equalizer, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Tim, I don't have any more questions.
I think we're good. This is a good kickoff. I mean, one day every week.
Kickoff. Yeah, we're going to do a short version today because we're
different guests all week, right, Frank?
Different
people coming with us
all week. George Bush will be here tomorrow with us. Where's my picture? He plays golf with George Bush, and he still won't get me a picture of George W. Bush signed to Frank.
Wow.
Is Mr. Player coming?
Mr. Player will be coming by to visit with us, and his son, Wayne, will be stopping in to visit with
us. I saw him today, too.
So Wayne?
Yeah. He works out at the gym a lot, doesn't he? Yeah.
Oh, Gary Player?
No, I saw Wayne. He's so muscly.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, Wayne Player's a rock.
Yeah.
Well, with a dad like Gary, I guess if you don't, you're probably going to be living in the street.
Can't keep up.
Just be shamed to death or your dad can still arm wrestle and beat you.
Yes.
Yes. That's pretty good, yeah. Anyway, so it's been a lot of fun, buddy, but we're going to have to get out of here. So say bye to everybody.
Okay. Well, we'll have a lot of people.
I think we're losing you, Tim. I'm going to jump in because the internet is acting up again. But special thanks to Diane
here,
Knox.
I'm here.
Thank you so much.
Are you there? Okay.
Hey, I'm here. You got
this is a finely oiled machine here at Golf Talk America. Don't mess it up. It's like a chainsaw that's been in the shed for 5.5 years, okay? And you try to crank it with your foot on the chain. to pull it. Okay. Diane Knox, secretgolf.com. Thank you so very much for being
here. I loved it. I'm excited for the whole week.
Russ Holden, Caddy for a Cure, Caddy Bash tonight. Can't wait for the party and can't wait to raise a lot of money for Caddy for a Cure. Tim Matthews, you still there?
Thanks, everybody. Yes, I am.
Okay, he's back. Okay.
Well, thanks to Frank.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Golf Talk America.